So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Listen. It's The Vert Show.
All right, so Abby, how to decide if you should see someone again?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of women find themselves in this mix. And I say women because I speak mainly to women because my friends are women. But if you are out in the dating world and you're kind of deciding whether or not you should see somebody that you're dating again, if you're kind of on the fence, I think at More Pesto Please, the great philosopher from TikTok, has a great way to kind of put things into perspective to decide if you should go on that next date.
Friends, I would like to introduce you to the newest tool in your tool belt when it comes to navigating the hellscape of dating, the pontoon test. This is for people like me, single. I'm very single. I'm getting less action right now than a nun on bed rest. And close with your family. I'm super close with my family. I see them all the time. I talk to my mom every day. How else would she know what flavor oatmeal I'm currently enjoying? The pontoon test is something that I do in my noggin whenever I go on a few dates with a potential suitor. I want you to picture a pontoon boat filled with your closest family and friends. You're on a lake on a lovely summer day.
We're back on a boat.
Everyone's cracking high noons, having a great time. Yacht rock is playing. This guy I'm seeing, can I picture him on this pontoon boat? Does he belong? Is he adding to the vibes? What's he doing? Is he sitting next to me being really quiet? He doesn't want to get in the water? Or did he bring a veggie tray? Is he throwing back some cold ones? Did he help my mom onto the pontoon boat? This is what I do. And listen, I'm the last person to give you dating advice, clearly. I'm very single. But I just want to say, when I have a boyfriend, he's going to be on that pontoon. He's going to pass the tune test.
It's kind of genius.
Uh-huh. And maybe the real test of that is, would your boyfriend sacrifice himself to save his family or save your family if the pontoon boat starts to sink?
Well, what is funny is we have been, my family and I and my husband, we've all been on a pontoon boat before together. I believe only once, but we have done it a couple years ago. And yeah, as I'm picturing this in my head, absolutely. Would my husband help my mother, AKA granny, onto the pontoon boat? Absolutely. Would he be kicking back a few? Maybe if he's driving, he's not going to because would he be looking out for all the kids and mm-hmm. making sure everybody's safe? Absolutely. But would he also be enjoying himself? Yeah, absolutely. So I'm kind of digging the pontoon test.
Okay, exactly. And when I have to get over somebody, there's actually a guy I dated a couple of years back that when I sometimes, you know, get a little drunk and get in my feelings again, I have to remember this one thing that he did while we were together. And I had this New Year's Eve pregame at my apartment post-grad. And my brother came over, and I will just never forget how uncomfortable it was, like all three of us sitting on my couch. It was me, the guy I was seeing, and my brother, both stiff backed, not talking to each other. And I was like, oh yeah, the one for you was not avoiding eye contact with your brother while you're at your New Year's Eve pregame trying to get blacked out at 22.
Is there anybody that you've dated in your past that passes the tune test? Nobody.
No, actually nobody. So that's why I've got to find someone who looks like they could not only drive the tune, but have a good time on the tune.
So Cassie made me rethink something the other day. And
at the time we were talking about it, I said it and I'll say it again, that I think when there are some businesses that play on your emotions, and those are the businesses that are a racket, right? Weddings, for instance, what a racket. The amount of money that people are making on weddings, because it's supposed to be your most special day. And death is another one. It, to me, is a racket for what they charge from funeral costs and stuff like that. Everybody's all wrapped up in, oh, but this is the last time we're going to get to say goodbye. And it's very emotional. So the costs around a funeral are crazy.
I'm torn because I feel like this is a racket, but they also do so much good. So it's like infertility clinics. Because they're playing, like, there's so much emotion involved, and it's so expensive. And depending on which, some places are going to take, like, really good care of you, and other places are going to prey on your vulnerability and just suck you dry, trying to get you to spend every penny you can to start a family.
All right, with that, I will ask Cassie to rediscuss the urn that you just got, which was beautiful, a beautiful urn for your mom.
It was. So we were looking, and the ones you could buy, and I got to give props to the funeral home director. He's like, we have ones you can buy through our website, but they're very expensive. And they were like $500 or $600.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
They were beautiful, very ornate pieces, but I'm like, you know, sorry, Mom. You're not going to be, this is for the family. You're not aware as the dead person what kind of vessel you're in. But still, I take that into account. So we got one handmade by a potter, and it was like $250.
It's a lot.
But to be fair, it is like, you're doing it from hand. It's not like it's mass produced, and it was a piece of art. So I was like, all right, $250 for a piece of art that will also be my mom's final resting place. I feel good with that, but that still feels like a lot. Plus, you have to pay for the cremation and the box for the cremation and all that on top of it. And we haven't even gotten to the memorial service. We haven't even gotten to buying or renting the plot, which I just found out in some countries, your plot that you are buried in, you only have for 99 years. And then they recycle it for someone else.
Oh, really?
Some countries like Germany, it was 30 years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's weird. So you're shelling out all this cash for someone who is not really even experiencing it. I get it's for the families, but like it could drive you into some hella debt.
So this is where you started getting in my head. So Cassie sent the picture of the urn that she got for her mom, which is really, really beautiful. Very touching and very beautiful. My dad and I had a very different relationship than Cassie and her mom, right? So it's a very, very long story, but it was a complicated relationship. Cut me off for many, many years. It's a whole thing, right? I did take care of him his last 6 months, and we became very close while he was going through cancer and dementia, and it ended up like a Hollywood storybook movie, right? It was really, really touching and really, really great. But when it was time for me to pony up money for an urn, the number that they quoted me, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was ridiculous. Ridiculous. And this was obviously, and I did everything I could financially and emotionally to help my dad in that last year, man. So when they hit me with that price of the urn, I'm like, he was like 4'10" by the time he passed away. And I literally asked while we were there, I said, so if Shaq passes away, and you put him in his ashes in an urn, are you charging me the same for Shaq as you are for my 4'10" dad? And they said yes. That's where they lost me. So as it stands right now, my dad's ashes are in a cardboard cylinder in my closet with like a velvet rope that, or a velvet, what's the word? I'm like, package.
Oh, like a duster bag?
It's almost like a duster bag. Yeah, that ties at the top.
Uh-huh. So he looks like a bottle of Crown Royal.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, right? And to be totally honest with you, I've told this story before. It's really going to make me look like an a-hole. After it took me weeks and weeks and weeks, I had forgotten that he was even there. And it took for them to give me a call and go, hey, just want to let you know your dad's ashes are still here. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. And then I forgot. And then they called me back. And that's when I found out they can keep the ashes for like 30 years or something like that. It's something ridiculous. But I'm like, okay, I'll go pick them up because it's right up the street. So I get my dad's ashes. I put them in the trunk of the car, and then I forgot about them there also. And as I'm driving around the following day, I hear clunks in the back of my car. Every time I do a left turn, clank, Every time I do a right turn, clang! I'm like, what's back there? I didn't play basketball. I didn't play a softball game. Open up the trunk. Oh, it's my dad, Ash. He's just going back and forth in the trunk right there. That's how close we were. So right now, he is sitting in my closet in that cardboard urn that cost me a couple of bucks. But when I saw yours, I'm like, you know what? All right, maybe, you know what? Maybe I should do something.
Is it time for an upgrade?
Here's what I didn't know. And maybe it's my naivete. I didn't realize, and maybe some of you guys have done this, and maybe I'm just out of touch. I didn't realize you could get the ashes and then just go to Amazon and buy an urn.
Yeah, that's what the funeral director told us to do.
I didn't know you could do that. I thought, for whatever reason, I thought the only places you could get urns were at with the mortician.
Oh, dude, ours is from Etsy.
It is?
I ordered it through Etsy.
So I was looking at the prices of them today. They're like, these aren't bad. There's a $75 one.
All right.
There's an $85.
And you can prime it?
And I can prime it.
Free delivery between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
I had no idea until this morning that you could buy urns online. So you could save yourself a ton of cash. Did you know that?
Well, I mean, I just assumed. I thought everything was on Amazon.
Yeah.
What can't you get on Amazon?
Oh, no,
dignity and respect.
Can you get a casket?
Oh, I bet you could.
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on. I'm putting it in.
Okay.
That's wild.
Casket for humans. Yes, you can. You can get a casket on Amazon.
That's cheap, too. $1,200 for that first one for a casket.
Bart, if you're listening, I'd have that house spick and span today.
Seriously. So if you're getting an urn then it would be my responsibility to take the ashes and take them out of cardboard urn and put them into $70 urn.
See, what we did, though, is that's why we left the ashes at the crematorium and we brought them the urn so that they could do the transfer because there would be nothing worse. We all know what sand and dust looks like. There's that little like flume, and then having to get out a hand vac and vacuum up your deceased loved one.
Yep.
And then do you throw it in the garbage or do you toss it in the urn with the rest of the dust bunnies that are in the vacuum?
Right.
But they should be in a baggie in the urn, like not just open. Because, like, yeah, because
never opened it.
My dad's in a box. So we got like a nice wooden box or whatever. And we just got our dog's ashes back. And I opened it up and there's like, it's in a bag inside the box.
So I wouldn't have to physically put the ashes from one into the other. It's just transferring a bag.
I don't think, it's not like a science project where you have to get a funnel. And you're funneling your
dictionary and you finding like Hollis's beer funnel. Taking Fred into the new urn.
I feel like if you open that cardboard cylinder you have, like there's going to be like a plastic baggie or something with his actual ashes in it.
If you don't record yourself saying, "What's in the box?" when you open it, you've lost life.
Haley, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, so Walmart is actually a huge distributor of caskets, and you can get them wholesale there too. A lot of funeral homes actually get their caskets from Walmart.
Wholesale, you say? Dude, y'all, there's a camo casket.
Really?
Who are you hiding from, Jesus? Like,
you can get NASCAR caskets. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. My dad was cremated, but he was a big Duke Blue Devil fan, and he's in a box with a big Duke.
Is that right?
On there, okay. Yeah?
I had no idea, man.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.